west.
It's breaking off in the west, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And around here we have all different kinds of weather, of course, and if you really have a lot of rain all at one time, very hard and very heavy, what would you call that?
A cloud burst.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Any other names?
A downpour.
Okay, a downpour.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any more casual or joking terms you make?
Yes. A frog strangler.
Okay.
A gully washer and a frog strangler.
Okay, I've heard those too. That's good. And if you have a lot of thunder associated with it, what would you call it in that case?
A thunderstorm or a thunder. I guess you'd say a thunderstorm.
All right. And if you had a lot of lightning associated with it?
Electrical storm.
Mm-hmm. If the wind really came up, you'd say
stormy.
Yeah, let's see. Get you to use some verbs here. You'd say the wind. It did this yesterday. You'd say the wind blank from the east.
Blue.
All right, and you would say it has
blown.
And you would also say it usually
blows.
If the wind is coming from this direction, you'd say it's a blank wind.
West wind.
All right. And if it were coming from this direction?
East wind.
All right. And let's see. Indicated something. I didn't put that quite right. If you said if the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say the winds
are westerly. Is that what
all
you
right?
Okay. The winds blow from the west.
That's the one.
Blow from the west.
Okay. Or from the south or
mm-hmm.
east or whatever.
Right.
And halfway between south and west, you'd say it's a
southwesterly.
All right. And halfway between the north and east.
Northeasterly. Not really. That's the, you'd say the winds in the northeast.
Okay.
Many times, because this is indicative of a change that will perhaps produce rain in the wintertime, especially.
Uh-huh.
If the wind gets in the northeast, when we have what we call a norther kind,
uh-huh.
you know, it's more than likely that it will bring rain.
Uh-huh. So you'd say the wind's in the northeast.
Yes.
But you would
when
not
you're
say
talking about it, you'd
mm-hmm.
say, well, we have a northeast wind.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say we have a southwest wind or the wind is in the southwest. You'd make a distinction sometimes.
Sometimes you would say the wind's in the southwest.
Okay. That's what we wanted to know. If you have a
well, coming from the southwest, and, you know, you term it like that.
Mm-hmm. If the if you're getting some precipitation, but it's not terribly heavy, it's just a
fog or mist.
All right, and you'd say if you're going over a bridge and you had fog, you'd say it's really
foggy.
All right. Now, if you had something that was actually coming down on you, it was just a kind of a steady but light rain. You'd call it
slow rain.
Say, looks like it's blank.
Sprinkling.
All right. Anything else?
Misting.
All right. Is there a difference between a sprinkle and a mist?
Yes, a mist is a real fine particle, similar to a foggy instance. But a sprinkle is just a light shower, or you might term it, it's showering.
All right. Any other ones you can think of for different degrees of precipitation?
Not at all.